Addressing the highly spiritual gathering, the leader said, "What is happening in the Muslim countries today is simply the reaction of those nations to being humiliated by the arrogant powers for so long." Ayatollah Khamenei stressed that the scholars, elites, and academics in the Muslim states should not let the hegemonic powers sway the all-important uprisings of their nations. The leader said, "The growing vigilance in certain Muslim countries like Egypt and Tunisia as a sign that humanity has become wary of the materialistic civilization." He said, "The global arrogance meddles in people's lives, economy, and culture to lead them astray, and as a result, life has become dark, and this is not in concord with human beings' nature." Ayatollah Khamenei said, "If Muslims had been able to present Islam to the world properly, the world would have turned to Islam voluntarily." The leader added that today we should correct ourselves, and the nations have awakened, thanks to a vigilance evident in all layers of the Islamic world. Ayatollah Khamenei pointed out that the U.S. has raised wide-scale propaganda to divert public attention and blame from itself, but such popular movements in the region are first and most against the hegemony of the imperial powers. He said, "Now the U.S. is trying to create rift among Muslim nations so as to prevent the emergence of true Islam." The leader added that the solution lies in continued awakening of Muslim nations and governments to prevent the big Satan from deciding the fate of Muslim nations. Prior to the leader's speech, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said, "The world is on the verge of great upheaval because humanity strives for peace and tranquility." The Iranian president said, "Nations are awakening despite efforts of the global arrogance to design complicated evil plots against their interests." He added that, "By the grace of Almighty God, the era of the domination of the world arrogance is over." Ahmadinejad concluded by saying, "The time has come for the rule of justice and love in light of monotheism and truth." Tripoli residents reported on Monday that they could hear gunfire in the Libyan